We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Peace. questions and fear. Must this way I travel be unclear? The path ahead is dark, I cannot see. But there is one who knows it perfectly. My father planned it all. Each step and path selected carefully. When night begins to fall, and I can barely see, my eyes cannot discern the right. So I'll trust his perfect sight.
Of praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
I've got a heart that's full of faith filled helplessness. There are mountains ahead that I can't move by myself.
But I know when I'm weak, he's strong. When I can barely breathe, there's still a song. Even though it's hard right now, I'm not here on my own. So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. Everything he starts and meet us right here where we are, and I can feel the thrill.
declare that I don't stand in my strength at all.
Cause I'll live a day you didn't plan. Every single moment is in your hands. Even if the whole world shakes, you're the rock on which I stand. So when it seems it can't be done,
like, oh, God is big enough,
I can run the race I'm called to run. Cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything he starts and lead us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rise and up, cause I know God is.
Name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and praise him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and praise him Lord of all.
Mm-hmm. I pray the world will only see Christ the Holy Child in me.
I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood. He died for me who caused his pain, for me who caused his shame. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that God would die for me?
He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself and came in love, and bled.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Prayer of Faith Will Raise Him Up. James 5:13 to 15 reads, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up." My wife and I were frightened. Our three-year-old daughter Joelle's fever burned higher and higher, 102 degrees, 103, nearly 104. We kept putting cool compresses on her forehead, hoping it wasn't too much for her little brain. Nothing seemed to make it go down. Why didn't we just hop in the car and go to the emergency room? We were living in Cambodia at the time, and the medical care was not very good. We didn't know where to go. Besides, it was late at night and it was not safe to be out travelling. We had been praying, of course, we'd been praying. But looking down at my little girl, so listless, so burning hot, I suddenly remembered the words, "And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord," from James 5. I jumped up and grabbed some cooking oil. Then Julie and I knelt down, placed a little oil on Joelle's forehead, and prayed with all our hearts. Immediately, the fever went away. It went away just like that. You can imagine how our praises filled the house. We were so thankful. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Ministry of Healing, page 226. God is just as willing to restore the sick to health now as when the Holy Spirit spoke those words through the psalmist. And Christ is the same compassionate physician now that he was during his earthly ministry. In him, there is healing balm for every disease, restoring power for every infirmity. His disciples in this time are to pray for the sick, as verily as the disciples of old prayed, and recoveries will follow, for the prayer of faith shall save the sick. We have the Holy Spirit's power, the calm assurance of faith that can claim God's promises. The Lord's promise, "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover," Mark 16:18, is just as trustworthy now as in the days of the apostles. It presents the privilege of God's children, and our faith should lay hold of all that it embraces. Christ's servants are the channel of his working, and through them he desires to exercise his healing power. It is our work to present the sick and suffering to God in the arms of our faith. We should teach them to believe in the great healer. This story, The Prayer of Faith Will Raise Him Up, was written by Scott Griswold of the Adventist Southeast Asia Projects Ministries, Berrien Springs, Michigan. And details can be seen on the website asapministries.org.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 137 has a theme of yearning for Zion in a strange land. We sat down beside the rivers of Babylon. We sat down there and wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps on the willows beside those rivers. Our conquerors, who took us to that land, demanded we sing for them. Those who plundered our city and the temple insisted we sing a song to make them laugh. For they said, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." Oh, how long shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I do not remember you any more, O Jerusalem. May my right hand forget what it can do. If I forget the city of my homeland, let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth, so that I cannot sing if I do not magnify Jerusalem, the city that is my great joy. Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites said when Jerusalem was attacked. They said, "Destroy it until not one stone is left upon another. Raise it to the very foundation." O daughter of Babylon, you who are to be destroyed, what a just retribution you shall suffer. Happy shall he be who repays what you did to us.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.